Welcome to GamerCast, episode 118. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and Adam is back.
I'm back! Sorry about last week. Had friends over at the last minute. Hadn't seen them in ages. They were from uni, and it was a big party and stuff like that. It's very cool. And they ended up crashing at my place, so I was stuck with them for the week, for the whole weekend and bank holiday.
Yeah, let's go see Adam. He can house us for the weekend.
Yay. But yeah, it was cool. Played lots of Grand Theft Auto. Got to play a lot of multiplayer on Grand Theft Auto, so I actually managed to get hold of flying a helicopter, which was very cool. Did like that. A very unique control system with using the shoulder buttons as like the pedals for rotating the aircraft and stuff. And I did find out one thing, that if you haven't got very far, say you haven't got very far on Grand Theft Auto, and you're bored and you just want to unlock everything straight away, just for a small period of time, and then go back onto the missions, if you go onto multiplayer and hit party mode, and you don't have anybody else with you, it goes into party mode by yourself, and it basically just shoves you at the last place you go to, with all the islands unlocked, all the helicopters, you have a Porsche sat outside, all the fast motorbikes, all the weapons you can want, and you can just go around and blow stuff up.
And there's no police.
That is the only disadvantage, is the fact that you can't annoy anybody and get chased. After a while, it gets...
But on the plus side, you can shoot everyone.
Yeah. So after a while, it gets a little...
On the plus side, you can gun this burger joint and just gun everyone down.
It gets a bit boring quite quickly, so... But it's just that party
feature. It's fun to play around with it.
It's that party feature where if you got that friend coming in, then you can start going around and doing stuff. I've got as far as unlocking the second island. Everyone's probably going, ooh, he's not got that far. And it's like, well, I don't get much chance to play on the damn thing. My girlfriend's studying...
Played it since, like, the week it came out.
Yeah, my girlfriend's studying for a new qualification, so she's got the living room to herself with her laptop studying, so I just go in the den and play WoW on the computer, so... I haven't had much of a chance to start playing it until now.
What level are you at WoW now?
I'm level 41, but I've also got my Warlock to level 12, so I've been playing with that as well. I keep going back to him because I was bored with the Paladin for a bit, and I just went back to him. I'm really liking the whole being a warlock and using a tank and defending him and stuff like that. It's very cool. But yeah, Grand Theft Auto, getting back into it now, started doing a lot more of the missions and liking it. I was getting a little bit annoyed by getting the thumbs down for not hanging out with people and stuff like that. And I can see that you've got to get it to 100% to unlock something. And sometimes you just feel like, I want to do missions, but I want to do this. And I do feel like you've got too much on the go and you're trying to juggle so many balls in the air. And it can get quite annoying. But then at the end of the day, if you feel like, I don't want to juggle the balls, I just want to go do what I want, at least you've got that phone feature where you can put your phone in sleep mode and it just turns off and you can ignore the phone, you won't get rung up, you can't do any missions, and you just free roam and do whatever you want, which I do like. It's got a nice ability to it. It just gives that... What the reason why I think Grand Theft Auto 3 was such a successful game is one of those games where you get to this one mission and it probably takes you half a year to complete it because you only go back to it. Yeah, every other weekend you'll go back and have one more go. You die horribly or you can never catch this bloke you're supposed to be chasing to kill. But you play the game every day because you're too busy playing with the rest of the game and doing God knows what. Even in Grand Theft Auto 3, where there wasn't anything to do other than get chased by police, it was still very entertaining, and I think that's what made the game. It was a bit... reminded me very much of like how I loved playing... reason why I love playing Legend of Zelda. You get stuck on a dungeon, you go do another dungeon if there was one there. If not, you go do something else, run, ride around, shoot things. I like being able to do multiple things when you're stuck on something particular. So, yeah, I'm loving Grand Theft Auto 4 at the moment. Not saying I've got stuck yet. Got on one mission where I'm having to chase a train in a car. And I did it perfectly first time. You had to kill this guy, met him on the platform, and I realized that 5 minutes earlier I had been caught by the police and I had all my guns removed and I didn't go back to the gun shop by guns. All I had was fists, so I punched him in the head and all his mates pulled out his big machine guns and shot me. It's kind of like, oh. So I went and redid it.
Oh, nuts.
And when I got there, fully armed to the teeth, stood on the platform, they went down the other side, and by the time I caught up with them, they got in a car and drove away, and before I could find my motorbike, they got out and it was game over and I had to go shopping and stuff. So I was kind of like, whoa, yeah, that's as far as I've got. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Fungi Row, so I'll put GTA on the show notes.
Yeah. Multiplayer, pretty good. I've had a go at the Cops and Crooks thing. That's pretty cool. I've just been doing a lot of death matches. I must have been doing death matches at the airport are quite fun because it's very close net. People can get the helicopter, but you haven't got such a big area to fly, so you're always in the view of people, so you can get shot down quite easily with missile launchers, or at least be shot at all the time, so it makes it a little bit closer net. Otherwise, if you're in the big city and someone's got a helicopter, they can go wherever they bloody well want all the time and land on top of a building. Still pretty cool.
Right, so Adam says GTA 4 is cool. Right, on with the letters.
Yep.
We had a letter from Adam last week.
Yeah.
He says, sorry I missed the show. Great show, guys.
Yeah. See, I had to listen to my own show later on in the week, so I was kind of like, this is weird. So I feel like...
It was weird, wasn't it? Because, you know, it was just me talking and then him, like, saying what he thought when I asked him the question.
Yeah.
You have to like, poke him to get him to talk.
You want to set him up with, like, some things around his wrist with a little buzzer and you're like, say something, bzzz.
Some Ghostbuster style electrocution.
Oh god, yeah. Speaking of that, the new game should be coming out soon.
Yeah, Catherine says it looks crap.
Yeah? Oh, disappointing. I must admit, for a game that's actually going to be the sequel to the films, it's going to carry on from Ghostbusters 2, I had some real hope for this game. I was kind of like, oh, this is going to be for the fans, not for the people who like the cartoon. This is going to be for the film, it's going to be for the fans, it's going to be good, but yeah. Maybe not. What other letters did we have?
We had one from Mr. Matt Windsor. He says, sorry it has been a while since my last reply. I have been busy. Full stop. I remember when I used to play Paul at Civilization. I really good game. I think he means a really good game. It was just a shame that Paul could beat me in his sleep. Full
yep.
stop.
Paul got me on a Civilization. What's the last one out? Civilization 4?
Civ 4 played the sword. It's not doing it at the moment.
I haven't got Beyond the Sword yet. I got the other expansion pack and the main one. And when I had the main one,
Beyond the Sword is good.
Paul was getting me really into it, and I quite liked it because at the time my PC was downstairs on the dining room table because it's the only place I could hook up to the broadband. And my parents would sit there. I had my headphones and I'd watch TV while waiting for the thing to flash, and then I'd come back and play a bit more.
It's good just to have, you know. It's not necessarily a game you want to give all your attention.
Yeah, it was good to just sit back and you were here and I was there and I would just do a bit and you were doing God knows what on your computer with your emails and God knows what on your websites. And then I'd finish and you carry on doing a bit and I'd watch TV across the corner of the room and stuff. Oh, it's a great game. I need to get back into it.
Yeah, we still have to finish our game.
Yeah, never got that far. Yeah, great
this,
game.
This game got announced at the Leipzig convention last year, and I've only just heard about it. The game is Mafia 2. You've heard of Mafia, yeah?
Yeah, heard of the first Mafia.
The Mafia 2 makes me think that this is a sequel. Anyway, Mr. Windsor goes on to say, it is a sandbox-style game like GTA 4. I have read that it should be out before the fourth quarter 2009. And it will be on PC, 360, PS3. I found this trailer. We've watched trailer.
It's
it
a lot
doesn't really show much gameplay.
You
it's
got
just
a few shots
people
of the camera from behind someone's head, but you can't tell if that's a quick flash of behind the person shooting.
It had a few bits of, you know, actual gameplay jammed in there amongst all the talking about being a vegetarian and shit.
Yeah. It had the vibe of Mafia, but yeah, it's... I don't know, there's something there that it's going to have a lot to compete with sandbox style games like GTA 4 with what that's brought out. I'll be curious to see if anything matches or they go to the basic and it's all about story and what you can do. So, with options and stuff, at least they have one market that they will be beating on against GTA 4 is the fact that they will be released on PC straight away. Unlike the GTAs, which have always had a delay. Yeah, so if it doesn't come out on PC, I think it's going to miss out on the market. They can get out on a PC straight away. It's going to go against the sales of GTA 4 on PC
because
it's going to get out there before it.
According to Mr. Windsor's email here, it says before fourth quarter 2009. Surely GTA 4 PC will be out by then.
Well, yeah. Excuse me.
So, you know, I don't know. I don't think on the PC it would sell very much.
Yeah, I know it's on the PC. You see them first and on budget and stuff now and again, but. And like the GTA 4, I'm curious for that one, especially for the fact of it being multiplayer. I think a lot of PC players may like it, and I think GTA 3 did quite well on PC, but more as a budget game than an expensive top-of-the-range tier game like it was when it was out on the consoles. But the thing was, the original GTAs, they staggered out between PlayStation, then Xbox, then PC, where now we've got them on the top two-tier consoles, and PC has to wait because it's a port.
The Wii and the 360 are the two top consoles. Look at the sales figures.
I know, but it's not out on the Wii, so. Hey, Xbox 360 has the premier ability of having exclusive downloadable content.
Oh, whoopee doodah.
When it comes out. So when you complete the game, there's more story to carry on.
When I complete the game. Yeah, right. Anyway, the trailer can be found on 2K Games' website. Mr. Windsor goes on to say, I absolutely loved the first Mafia, but it was not as good as GTA 3. As a general sandbox game. It was a better game because the city evolved as time went on.
Cool.
The game spanned about 10 years and you got to see newer and better cars as the years went by. I always hoped for a sequel, but I thought too much time had gone by and it was not going to happen. I am so excited about this game. It is going to be a must buy for me.
Well, they're going to do the same thing. They're kind of following through like the Godfather sort of thing as everything moves on through this storyline of families and betrayal and assassinations and God knows what else in the Mafia. So that'd be quite interesting. I would like maybe to have a look more into it, but I don't know. The genre is not enough to grasp me compared to just being able to play GTA.
One last point. Also, are you guys no longer accepting donations? I can't find the link on the website anymore. We are accepting donations. I'll put the link up on the website at some point. Give me some money. Oh, well, actually, since you bloody live in Yeovil, you can just give me the money.
He's a local boy.
You don't need a link, dude. Right, anyway, that's our letters this week. We've got nothing on the forums.
The forums.
Oh. Yeah, you owe me some money as well, I think.
Yeah,
Past couple of months or something, I don't know.
I need to sort that out.
Yeah, I need some £5 notes. I spent too many. I need to start hoarding my fibres again.
You need to show me when we finish the show and I'll add it up. You might have to wait until next payday.
Well, it's 5-10 quid, I don't know how much it is. Is that the one? Yeah, you paid me for March, so you owe me for April and May.
Okay.
I really need to update that as well.
Sweet.
Anyway, let's get on with some news items this week.
Yep.
So the Spore Creature Creator, which we talked about a few weeks back, has been shown off to some members of the press.
Yep, it's for the pre-release, so if you're pre-ordering it, you get this lovely creator.
Basically, for €10 or $10, you can get the Creature Creator, which has like all the bits of the body and allows you to export your creatures to the final game. Or, like we said before, you can download the free demo when it comes out on the 17th of June. So 2 weeks or 3 weeks away. Yeah, just over 2 weeks. And it will only have 25% of the content in the game and you won't be able to export, but it'll be free, so you can just goof around with it. So there's videos up on the net already from the press who played this, and it actually looks quite fun. Just to, like, you know, make weird stuff. Although Adam did have some points about if you could make really sort of realistic looking creatures or not. Because the creatures, you know, they've got the stylistic cartoony,
very organic. It's when you watch the way that it goes about, it's very organic, but it also makes you feel like you wouldn't have to have any insights what you were going to end up creating. You can just play around, and it's a very organic way of moving everything about and ending up with an end process. A little bit like if you're being very random with creating like the sim faces, but so much more choice to an infinity of possibilities. But I am curious to whether or not if you have a pre-design idea, like you've got some, I don't know, some toy that you kind of like, oh, if I, that with those arms and some pointy ears and a tail, that would be so cool, that's what I want. If you could actually get it to look like you want. And one thing I am definitely going to try is I want to see if I can actually make a human being. If I can get close enough to something that
I can make a
human
being, it would be like my drawings of human beings, this dodgy looking stick man.
because it always looks very, because like there was one thing that Paul was watching one and it was coming out and they hadn't put any legs on, and Paul was like, yeah I can build that, I can have a worm, it was just this bulbous blob worm thing, and it's kind of like, it does look very kind of swollen. I'm curious to see if whether or not you can really get some definition in expanding and disexpanding across the vertebrae that it gives you to maybe actually create something that looks like a proper head with a nice sturdy neck and some shoulders
instead of this big blobby head and big
just,
fat neck.
It basically looks like a jelly belly. Baby, what's it? I can't think of it. Jelly and babies, or the sweets.
Jelly babies.
That's it. It wasn't sounding right in my head. It looked like a jelly baby, and then you just stuck a beak and some eyes on it and some arms, and it kind of went, and you kind of made it stripy.
Yeah, I do like the fact that when you put a mouth on it, then it starts talking and stuff.
Yeah.
And by talking, we mean these weird noises. And the thing is, if you stretch their mouth out, because you can obviously transform all the shapes to some extent, if you like really make their mouth weird and like extend it to the max, the noises change as well and all that.
Yeah. It gives me an impression that the prefixes, because they did say in a video we watched before that the animation is a general animation that is rendered from the anchor points to the joints and the pivot points of the skeleton structure. So the weirder you make it, the more of a stupid walk it will have, and you add that extra foot on it, you make one too long, and it really becomes lumbersome, and it's kind of like interesting that you're evolving this creature, and if you evolve it the wrong way, it ends up having a disadvantage against other creatures while it's fighting. You can make the game harder for yourself if you don't try and give yourself that advantage with the different parts and the way you design
your creature. That's the thing with the creature creator. When you've got all the bits and bobs you can, you know, use, you've got the stats over what they give you.
Yeah,
so if like legs will give you +1 speed, you know, so I assume if you have 1,000,000 legs you'll go really fast.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you won't be able to afford anything else, like a mouth. You'll starve to death.
Just one eye, a mouth, and a lot of legs. No arms or anything, and it's just running around. Yeah, it's going to be kind of interesting on that aspect of it. So, I am looking forward to just seeing what you can create.
Just having
to
play with it, yeah.
To the weirdest things you can do, and start really going into that realm of fantasy of evolving your creature to a really weird aspect. But then at the same time, trying to keep something in the bounds of realism and seeing, can you push the software to actually do something that you got your mindset, I want it to be able to do this.
I want my dude to look like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Can it do it or not?
Yeah. Because I was saying,
is it going to look like this stupid looking blobby
fat
Tyrannosaurus
when
Rex?
You make something random, it looks cool. But if I went and made, because we were talking about T-Rex before, and I wanted to make a T-Rex and then make it look,
stop saying T-Rex,
a Tyrannosaurus Rex,
thank
sorry,
you,
and then made the Tyrannosaurus
bloody
Rex
Jurassic Park generation
make it look more of a humanoid, like it's evolved. But when I create my Tyrannosaurus Rex, is it just going to end up looking like a balloon animal? You know, so
yes.
I just want to, I really want to have a look at the options for the stretching, because it seems like there's so many good sliders on there, and the way to stretch everything and redesign everything, especially with the vertebrae and everything like that, it seems like the amount of options is very large and not enough to be able to shoot every single option on video. So it's going to be fun to play with, and I think it's going to get everybody drooling properly for the game. But I'm going to go for the cheap one. I'm just going to have a play and get myself ready, because eventually the game will be out.
The thing is, I won't want to export my character from the creature creator. I will want to slowly build my character up through the game, like you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, I won't want to know about that. To be honest, me, I'm just going to have a play with it and get myself used to it, so that I'm not unaware of my options when it comes to playing that part of the game. I want to start from the beginning, like Paul said, and evolve my character, because that's the great thing about it. You don't want to get to the end too quickly. The game's going to end up being boring too fast.
You don't want to spend all your money on your brain so it kicks into the tribal and civilization games. You want to goof around hanging out with the other animals going, yo, yo, dude, what's up?
Because that's the other thing I'm curious about, is whether, if you're willing enough to play the game really slowly and you don't evolve your brain too quickly and you keep hunting and you're doing stuff and you get a better and better creature, whether it's worth to actually wait longer period of time, or it just evolves anyway and you end up with more of a stupid creature. I'm kind of curious on how that works on that system.
I assume,
based on nothing, okay, I like that.
Nah, it won't make any difference. Once you hit the tribal stage, you're at the tribal stage, and that's that.
Okay, so probably
any bonuses from having like +2 attack, but you've got a giant mouth with huge teeth, won't make any difference, because you've got spears which you can throw at people.
But I'm curious whether or not if you waited longer, plus you might be able to design your creature even better than just jumping too quickly.
Yeah, plus the thing is, in the Tribal and Civilization game, you face creatures like you.
Yeah.
So, you know, it would all balance out, really.
But obviously your creature doesn't evolve as much physically once you've hit the Tribal.
No, it doesn't.
So that's what I'm saying, is if you haven't quite got to where you want to get to, maybe you wait longer and evolve a bit more before it then.
Well, that's
evolves.
The thing. As they said when the game was announced, you know, a year or two ago, you hit the Tribal stage by spending your money on your brain. So if you want to, you know, just tweak the body and, you know, spend a bit of money here and there and changing your feet over, that game should never end unless you spend the money on your brain.
Yeah, because you're just an evolving creature that never got to that civilized moment.
Yeah. They've changed the UI a bit as well from the like earlier demos. It looks more like the Sims UI now.
I think,
which I suppose isn't really bad because the Sims UI it's usable.
The thing that I noticed is before it came out, it looked like a game made by someone. Now it looks like an EA game, but at the same time,
it looks like a Maxis game.
But at least
it doesn't have FIFA and like all these stupid footballers on the cover.
No,
at least not yet.
But at least you know that everybody's going to be able to control these controls, and Sim fans are going to be able to pick it up and play and stuff. And I imagine it's going to give it a simplistic ability to be able to move across to the consoles. A bit bothered by that. I know I'm going to get it on PC. Well, I'll probably buy it on Mac, actually.
Why would you want to get it on that?
So I can play on my laptop.
You're not getting a Mac in Tosh.
I want to buy a MacBook.
You don't know.
Will I be banned?
Yeah.
Okay.
You tell me the price of this thing you want, and I'll find you a PC way better. And I'll get it working perfectly for you. Right, anyway, let's get on to Rock Band.
Yes, Rock Band.
Because Adam wants to talk about this, which means I can go to sleep for a bit.
Yeah, one of my mates at work had read an article where they were going...
How's Worldwide Telescope running on your Mac? Oh, it doesn't work. Oh, what a shame.
I haven't downloaded it, but...
How's Supreme Commander working on it? Oh, it doesn't work very well. You put the disc in, and then it's like nothing happens.
Well, I just installed Windows.
Well, if you're going to do that, why get the Mac OS X version of Spore? You might as well get the Windows version. No, it's the same version as everybody else. No, it's going to get the same support as everyone else with patches for all the fucking bugs which are going to be in it. EA. And, you know, you can have the performance of Windows instead of slow-mo Mac OS, which destroys all your RAM. With its huge numbers of security vulnerabilities. Hey, look, this Mac OS. Oh my god, we just issued a patch for 41 security vulnerabilities. Oh my god. And we've still got And the stuff which was announced the other day, which are all public now. Oh my god, we haven't had time to fix those yet. So yeah, don't open any calendars. Don't open any movies. Just boot Windows. Hi, my name's Steve Jobs. I suck. Hang on, I've got a really good video to show you. Since you're on this fucking topic.
Since we're on the topic of Apple.
Yeah, I did some Apple related posts lately.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is on my blog. For all you blog fans out there who read my blog. Which you should do. Here's my software setup. That is what I would install on your computer. Apart from Office and Expression, because they cost money. This is my big post about Apple reaching new security lows. How they say a security vulnerability isn't a vulnerability, just an annoyance. Yeah, putting all these executables everywhere. Yeah, they're just an annoyance. Here we go. Have you seen this one?
No.
Funny video.
I was taking the piss out of the.
Yeah, I take it you're going to get a MacBook Pro.
Yeah, I want something with them. Oh my god, how many USB...
Well, Well, you need the memory card readers and the drives and all that stuff, you know? And with your one USB port, it's quite hard.
Yeah, okay. So he brings out a
ThinkPad X300, whatever that is.
I don't like the MacBook Air anyway. I like what it does in the fact that it's pushing technology a bit more. And
how is it pushing technology?
With their new hard drives. But by that,
well, solid state. You know, that's really an Apple invention.
Well, no, you know,
it's a slip into Toshiba or Samsung drive in it, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I just mean in
Samsung. Anyway, solid
general.
State drives are way too expensive at the moment.
Exactly.
Oh, this is the other one. This is a French Canadian. But you get the idea.
Message d'intérêt public. J'ai acheté un MacBook, puis il plante tout le temps.
That means it crashes often.
J'ai pas de iPhone, mais je ne plante pour un iPhone. 2500$ payé, mais si c'est un enveloppe.
It looks like he's got a MacBook Pro in front of him though. It looks too big. Yeah, that's a MacBook Pro he's got there.
So what's up with that, fuck? J'ai une plug pour un projecteur, fait que me suis acheté un projecteur, 12 000 dans le trou, mais il est mince, pis vite d'un enveloppe. Là, j'ai plus une scène, il faut que je reste chez ma mère à cause des fucking MacBook.
Some of our listeners probably understand what the hell this guy's going on. And he crashes. Better reboot him.
I've already translated it for everyone.
I bought a MacBook.
I'll read it. I bought a MacBook. It crashes often, but at least it's fits in an envelope. I don't have an iPhone, but I have a plug for an iPhone. $2,500 with extra drive and software. My translation isn't really good. But at least it's been in fits in an envelope. You drag your fingers across the touchpad and you lose 2 years of work. But at least it's been in fits in an envelope. I can chat with other MacBooks, but I'm the only one with a MacBook. Oh no. There's not even a DVD-ROM drive, so what's up with that? Fuck. I've got a port for a projector, so I bought a projector at $12,000 down the drain, but at least it's thin and fits in an envelope. But now I'm on my last cent and I have to live with my mum's because of my fucking MacBook that's thin and fits in an envelope. And then it goes to a kernel panic screen. So yeah, you don't want one, dude. You don't want one. Windows Vista, it's fucking awesome. Right, what are we talking about? Rock Band.
Yes, Rock Band. So he found this article about Rock Band and how much it costs.
Ooh, excuse me.
And, you know, all the parts and the fact you can buy it by itself with a guitar or with a guitar and the drums and the microphone and stuff. And we had a quick look on the net and my mate was like, well, I'm just going to buy the game and use my Guitar Hero 3 guitar. So I had a look and I said, well, I don't think it would work. And he was like, well, yeah, it should work because people want it to work. And he's very much like that in the sense of if he thinks it's got to be a certain way.
Ooh, excuse me again.
He'll demand that it is that way. So I had a look on some forums and a lot of people saying, does it work? Does it not work? And he was like, well, what have you found? And I was kind of, well, actually, this guy says it does work. But then this one said, no, actually, your Guitar Hero 3 won't work on it. And it won't work vice versa. And then one guy said, yes, one will work on the other. So Guitar Hero 3 guitars will work on Rock Band, but you won't be able to do everything because it's missing a button. But the Rock Band ones won't work with Guitar Hero 3. And from the looks of it, they're keeping everything completely separate in the guitars and stuff. But then I read further on in an article, and Guitar Hero are raising the ante to meet with Rock Band with the fact that they're bringing out Guitar Hero World Tour, which will come with drum kit and microphone to compete against what you have in Rock Band. And it also has a editor, so you can make your own music. Although it doesn't allow you to record your own voice, so you can only do the drums and the guitar. Activision creators of Rock Band are already designing Rock Band 2, which will have probably more features to be able to write stuff and things like that. So it looks like a big competitiveness between the two, but you might end up having to have two sets of drums, guitars and whatever, so you might find yourself actually sticking to just one actual brand. So if you've got a friend who's got one, I'd play on one and the other and see which one you prefer. I will warn you though, the things are made out of plastic. Be gentle with them, because I watched a video of somebody doing one of the very, very hard levels in Pro. He did it amazingly well. It was amazing to watch. I think it was Metallica. He didn't say what song it was, but it sounded like him from what I could hear through the bad sound quality. And he, very good drummer, and at the end of the video, which by how he was playing was actually the middle of the song, all of a sudden he looks down, stops playing, gets up, goes over to the camera, walks over very pissed off, points the camera at the floor, and picks up the bass pedal, and he snapped the damn thing in half. And I've actually read at the bottom where people are posting and said, yep, that's happened to me. Guys, you've got to remember to lift the foot pedal up straight away after using it, and don't keep it down too much because it's pushing against the spring and it's going to damage it. And one guy said, yeah, don't use the end. You've got to push down on the spring, not push on the end, because it will snap it off. So it seems like there's a slight flaw in that, seeing the fact that it is plastic, which is a shame. And Sarah was getting all excited because she really, really wants to learn to play the drums. And I had a look and I said, basically, because it's like nearly £200 in it. It's 180 something, 190 something for the whole lot.
£130 for the set, and then another £40 for the game, or something like that, I think.
So you're probably looking, yeah, about 170 odd. Well, I found for £230 I could buy Sarah a bright yellow real drum kit, a real one. Because it's cool, I was saying to my mate, it's like, well, don't you want it? I was like, well, if I wanted to stand in the living room and play along to a song and have real fun with it, I would pick up a CD, I'd put it, like, my favourite band, Blink 182, I'd put Blink 182 in the track, I'd pick up my jazz bass guitar, and I would actually play bass with the song, because I can play bass. And I just prefer to do that, because it's a nice big bass guitar and it actually makes noise. And like wiggling this little plastic stick.
My plastic guitar. Nah.
I got a wheelie stick and some four buttons because I'm really cool. Yeah, I'm not knocking the game. It is really cool and I really want it, but I just can't justify it when I have a £300 bass guitar, for Christ's sake. I have two of them. I have two bass guitars and a massive big amp that I cannot take up above. Actually, I've taken up to five and it made everything fall off my shelf because it makes everything vibrate so much. But, yeah, very cool. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of competition, so you're going to have to determine which way you want to go, either Rock Band or go for
I don't really care, to be honest. I don't have time to play games.
Yeah, one thing I do like about Rock Band is the fact that they turn around, and if you don't have Guitar Hero and you're in my position where you're tempted to, and Rock Band you could just go out and buy the game and a guitar and just do that. The other cool thing is a lot of people have an Xbox that's shared, so some friends who share it in a flat, or brothers have it and stuff like that, so at least, you know, you could go halves on the game, and one of you buys the guitar because you want the guitar and the other one just wants to play drums, so he buys the drum kit, so it gives you that effect that, you know, everything can be bought separately. Costs more if you do it that way, but it also means that people who want to buy it now could just go out and buy the game and just use their Guitar Hero 3 guitar for a little while, then buy the proper guitar, then buy another guitar and set up as a bass guitar, and then buy a drum kit, so you could work your way up. But yeah, not too bad. I don't think it's going to get me buying it anytime soon. There's a lot of other games to come out. Yeah, I'm still playing Grand Theft Auto 4. Just bought Splinter Cell to play with for now and again, so I don't think I'm going to go out and buy it. and I got to pay for my MOT, my insurance, my tax, my motorbike in a couple of months, so I need to save up for that.
Dope.
Yes. But yeah, Rock Band versus Guitar Hero 3. Who will win? We shall see. Okay, you want to talk about the HT Touch?
Yeah, you asked me anything new with a Touch Diamond.
Yeah.
Well, there is some new stuff that's shipping now from some places. Hong Kong and all that have got there in stock. It's currently going for about $750 import.
As a handset, like when I looked at getting the Jazz handset, which was what the Universal was called as a PDA, and that was going for like £600. Where I got mine for $140.
Oh, what? How? I think T-Mobile had it branded. Who had it branded as that?
Jazz was someone who was branded as Jazz as a PDA. It wasn't used as a phone. You could just put your SIM card in. It wasn't locked. It was an unlocked PDA phone. So people just used it as... You bought it as a PDA for like nearly £600.
Yeah, but the thing is, the name of the device was the HTC Universal.
Yes, it was.
It was called the Jazz Jar or whatever by a particular
company that
company
sold it as
sold
a
it on.
Who sold it as a PDA, and that's where I first saw it. And then you told me that it was Universal and you could buy it from different things, and that's where I found out that it was on O2 and got it that way. But yeah.
So yeah, shipping now. Obviously, these ones, because it's not quad band, it's only tri-band, it won't work in the United States. So it's no good our US listeners like ordering it from Asia, because it only works in Europe and Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of an annoying limitation with the device.
Not
that anybody can go to America nowadays with the whole attitude they've got with their border patrols and shit and flipping,
seeing you got
trying
the iPhone
to get through
up
customs
there
with their visas and biometric passports and bollocks.
Where it's got the like the showing the different ones of the Sony.
Yeah, that's
and the iPhone.
Sony new Windows mobile device which I was looking at, which forget that.
iPhone update happens 2.0 on June with the software store. Also, the new model iPhone is rumored to be coming out as well, but it is only rumors.
The 3G model.
Yeah, the 3G model. But the rest of stuff that they're on about, which will be coming out with the 3G model, will be on the 2.0 update. So everything but the 3G I will get anyway. So.
Well, O2 finally have some decent 3G coverage in Yeovil now.
Yeah.
But it doesn't cover this house, and it doesn't cover fucking work.
Typical, isn't it?
The whole rest of the town is covered apart from where I live and where I work.
Yeah.
So now I will kill everyone. So yeah, they better have that fixed in the next couple of months.
Yeah.
Because I want me some fast interwebs. Instead of like going like two streets over that way and getting a signal over there.
What is your contract like for internet access? Have you got bolt-ons to get it?
The current one I've got isn't good. It's the same like the same one I signed up like 5 years ago, so you had half a meg data included in your allowance, and the rest is charged like a pound a megabyte.
Yeah.
Which is why my emails are only set to download the first 1 kilobyte and no more.
Yeah.
Unless I say otherwise. But I'll get a new contract with the next one, which will have the unlimited web bolt on.
Mm. Worth it, mate. It really is worth it. Just to get that.
Definitely. I mean, browsing that, you know, on GPRS or Edge is so fucking slow. Yeah. It's like, oh my god. So it's only really good for email anyway. So, but if you've got, you know, an equivalent to a broadband connection on your phone, you might as well, you know, what you can watch YouTube on it, you know, without having to hook up to Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Although speaking of Wi-Fi, I was on a train with Wi-Fi the other day. I was like, oh my god, this train has Wi-Fi. Well, I noticed we were just in a normal standard carriage, right, which don't normally have, you know, power points unless you're on one of the busy lines. But anyway, me and Catherine got on to Newport to Cardiff on Wednesday. I looked down and there was a power point in the back of the seat, and I was thinking, yeah, this train is modern. So I took my phone out and checked if there was a wireless network. Yeah, there was a wireless network.
That's weird how that would work. Where is it getting its broadband from? Is it getting its broadband from an antenna and then pumping it out into the carriage via Wi-Fi?
I assume so, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, man, this is cool. When are they going to start having those trains on the Weymouth line?
Yeah. See, that'd be useful. Because I must admit, that's the thing, is like, I was using my phone for Google Map, trying to find...
Spam.
Finding our way when I went to Shepton Mallet, trying to find the tourist information centre to buy my NAS tickets to the Extreme Festival, Bath and West. And while I was doing it, I was having a quick surf because we found where we were going. On the way back, I was surfing. I was like, oh, get away. And the problem is, I had my phone on automatic fine Wi-Fi. And if you, when you're using the phone when you're driving, if I keep coming in and out, if I do it just well timed, it automatically goes boom and pops up with this list of everybody I've found as I'm going past. And it's so different now. Very rarely do I find someone who doesn't have one locked. Unlocked. They're always locked. A lot of people are learning now to lock up their networks.
If we actually do a quick... Well, I can't bother now, but if we did a quick search, I'm pretty sure half of the networks around here would be open. But the thing is, it's good that it's on trains, you know, public, open, anyone can use it.
Because
Temple Meads and places like that, they've got Wi-Fi there, but it's all the flipping, it's locked, and you need to pay £10 a month to fucking use it.
Yeah.
And I'm just in the station for 5 minutes, so I'm not going to be flipping here that long.
Because that was the thing I liked about going on the cloud network.
Yeah, that's what they've got up. That's what lots of people use for their Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
But it should be open, man. You know, it's not like I'm going along and abusing it by downloading shitloads of stuff.
Yeah.
I just want to look at the odd website or two and maybe check my email.
Because I signed up onto the cloud service while I was in...
Fraggle Rock.
No, Gatwick Airport. When I was waiting for my flight, so I quickly filled in the thing and hit go and signed up for that and used the net while I was waiting in the boarding area.
Should be open. Should be public.
Yeah.
This is the one thing the US has going for it. They've got way more public Wi-Fi than we have.
Yeah, exactly.
But then again, we've got decent phone coverage, so.
Yeah, it is the massive battle between Wi-Fi and phone coverage.
The Wi-Fi is good. It's fast, but it's limited range and it's heavier on the battery.
Yeah, because the thing I like about it is I love the idea of trying to be able to go out to some Wi-Fi spots, have your laptop with you, and you can just get yourself a drink and play a couple of dungeons on World of Warcraft and then move on again. Be cheeky.
Then it's like my tablet PC. Although my tablet PC isn't the one with the option, there was an option for a 3G connection built in straight into the tablet.
Mm.
So, you know, you're getting, you know, you don't even need a, you know, an adapter, PCMI, whatever card anymore to get that. So it's the battle with Bridge.
Well, my mate Tom, one of his work colleagues, was in the process of getting broadband and was doing the whole looking around. And he managed to get just as a good deal for the same price he would have paid for broadband with Virgin. Having, no, not Virgin, it was Vodafone. Vodafone broadband on one of those sticks in his laptop, so it's on 3G, and he's in a 3G area, so he gets his broadband through straight onto his laptop, but wherever he goes, he's got his broadband following him, and he does move about quite a lot, so he found it quite useful.
Well, the thing is
he can justify paying for it and chancing not having the connection
to use a phone network as your main broadband source. It's a bad idea.
Yeah,
because
I would not.
Who knows what connection throttling they've got going on? Who know? You know, it's.
When's it going to go down? Is it going to be stable?
Gaming is going to be impossible over.
Yeah,
it.
I like the idea of it just from the fact if I had money to waste, I would have.
If you had money to spend, you know, £10 a month extra on getting, you know.
And you moved around a lot, and you had your main PC hooked up to your broadband, and you've got that there. Then it gives you, you know, you go over your girlfriend's aunt or grand's house and. You know they're not going to have broadband. You take your laptop.
At least
anywhere.
You're not crippled.
Yeah, you've got access to the internet. You can check.
At least you're not there saying, "Oh my god, oh my god."
Yeah.
Where's my interwebs?
Yeah, exactly. I had to keep myself entertained when I went to Sarah's grand's by going down the newsagents and bought myself a couple of motorcycle books and just sat there and drooled over large, expensive motorcycles. It's the only thing to keep me going. I dare not buy a computer book because I'd be like, "Ooh, there's a web link. Oh, I want to see that trade." Oh. I haven't got a computer with me.
I know, so I have to do it on my crappy iPhone with speed.
I didn't even have the iPhone then, I just had my other one. So I was there, and I actually paced the house scanning for Wi-Fi networks. I couldn't find one anywhere.
Oh, get big around town. Right, anyway, let's talk of this. Let's talk about Splinter Cell Double Agent. Really old game, which Adam has just bought to review for the GamerCast masses, who I'm sure really need a review of it.
Basically, people are wondering, what the hell? But basically, with the initial reviews of Splinter Cell Double Agent, I have played all of them up to this point, and I could not justify spending that much money on this game. It did not seem...
Keyboard on.
Like... really? Do I want to spend that much money? A lot of people complained because it wasn't the whole lot of black suit sneaking in the dark and stuff. And I was kind of, I like that bit. I love the whole ninja-y kind of like a cat burglar sneaking around, climbing on stuff. And I was kind of like, yeah, no, I'm not going to buy it. But today, okay, this is only only UK people will understand this. But we have in UK a supermarket called Morrisons, and it's a northern brand. And I do my shopping in Morrisons. And last went in there, they had Final Fantasy XI, Splinter Cell Double Agent, and Hitman, Blood Money, all for around about £25. And then lately I went in, and they've all gone down to £15. I was like, tempted. £14.99 for Hitman. I like playing that game. Completed it several times, got rid of my copy. I was like, shall I? No. Went in today, and it's £9. So I was like, £9. Actually, I've got Grand Theft Auto. I'm not going to be asked to play a game I know what the ending's like. I've already completed it. And I thought, Hitman, okay, I might not spend £9 for unless I've got nothing better to do. But Splinter Cell, the new one's coming out. I'm really intrigued with the new one. And I thought, might as well get this one over and done with. So I picked up a copy. Pretty cool. I'm quite enjoying the first bit. It's still classic Splinter Cell. And then it went a bit weird straight away with the whole prison escape, but I quite like that. And I don't know, I've got mixed feelings at the moment, but I would say definitely give it a go if you haven't given it a go. I do know that the demo for multiplayer and single player are on the Xbox download, so you could always try it. And if you know you've got Morrisons near you, go have a look. It's not, if you go into the bit where you see video games, it is not there. It's normally by the section with the cheap PC games, the really cheap ones, and the PlayStation 2 really, really old games. I just found them there. I don't know if they're going to be there in every single store. This was in the Yeovil store, so if you live in Yeovil and you're kind of like, ooh, I wouldn't mind that cheap. I must admit, I don't know where it is anywhere else. And you probably pick it up the same price on pre-owned, but for a brand new copy. And I must admit, I got 48 hours free on Xbox Live. 48 hours, but that's 48 hours I'm going to add to my subscription. But yeah, pretty cool.
Funky. What do you think of the game?
Control system, still good as usual. They've added a new ability of hitting the A button when a symbol comes up to do something instead of having... they had it before, but now it's this big bold symbol in front of you that allows you to react quicker. Because before it was all about this knife. Metal Gear had the knife, so he's got the knife now. And the animation's really good with the knife, because as you got closer and closer, he would pull the knife out. And if you wanted to pull the left trigger, you'd knock them out. And if you use the right trigger, you'd go for the death kill and you'd stab him in the back and stuff. But it's got the same sort of thing. He wasn't pulling the knife out straight away. I was kind of surprised with that. But it's still got that whole system, and I did like the fact that before you could always pull the knife out and slash someone's throat when you're hooked up against the door.
Ow.
This, you don't have to. It actually comes up with a button for you to quickly grab him. So you've got this grab button now, so you grab him around the neck and you pull him up, and you can either slit his throat or knock him unconscious from squeezing his neck with your arm. And yeah, it seems quite cool. I'm gonna love the levels where you go back into the standard being able to do whatever you want to do in the whole ninja suit, whatever. And I know that I might get a little bit frustrated with these other points of having to sneak around and pretending that I'm a bad guy, but when I'm a good guy. But for £9, it's not bad, it's worth it, I'd say. And I can get on and have a go, learn what happens in this game, ready for when the new one comes out. Because the new one with the new crowd generator, and after playing Assassin's Creed, which I absolutely liked, I'm looking forward to this new Splinter Cell to see where it goes on from there. Because now, instead of having to say, I'm a good guy, I'm a bad guy, I'm a good guy, I'm a bad guy, a bit kind of like 24, you got more of this, I want to be a good guy, but I'm being chased by the good guys because they think I'm a bad guy. So, yeah. Quite cool. But, yeah, review-wise, it's a bit early to give it something out of 10, I would say. But initial... if you can pick it up for £10, worth it. Cheap game, worth it. I imagine a lot of people have already played it, completed it, and going, what is this guy going on about? But to be honest, £10 people, and I couldn't be bothered to buy it before, might as well. But yeah.
Alrighty. So that's this week's show all done and dusted.
Yeah.
Unless Adam butts in with anything else.
Nope. Stump. Done.
Okay, feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net or can be left on the blog at gamercast.net. You can also find us on Dig and on iTunes and on Zoomcast, or whatever they call it, and on Zencast.
Zencast.
And whatever. So that's funky.
The people who pick them.
We will be back next week, I assume.
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, next weekend is normal.
Okay, back on whatever day is the 8th for episode 119.
Oh, yeah.
See everybody then.
Laters.